This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The changeup I throw, I learned it from Rayleigh. I mean, it's definitely not the same changeup, but it's the same grip. I throw it differently, but I think it's just things like that where you're always looking for tidbits of information to sort of maybe add something to your routine, add something to your repertoire.
You mentioned strengths. What would you say they are? You had 84 punchies and a little over 54 innings of work. You were doing something right in 2023.
I think the success I've had, I've trusted my stuff, pitched to my strengths, and then I just go out there and compete, man. I want it. I want to just be the aggressor, and I want to get people out.
Welcome to Future of Flushing. I'm Vito Calisi. That's Jonathan Barron, and we're here with Nate Lavender at Port St. Lucie for Mets Spring Training. Nate, we actually met in Port St. Lucie very briefly last year, because we were all at Popstroke. You were with your mom, who heard somebody in our party cursing up a storm.
Not gonna say who.
We're not gonna say who.
Not outing anybody. You know who you are, though.
But somebody was cursing up a storm and walked over to say, hey man, I don't really like that kind of language out here.
It's my mother always standing up for us, keeping the environment clean and family friendly at Popstroke.
It's a wholesome Midwest thing. The values are great. Wonderful. You and I actually have something kind of in common. You played your college ball at U of I. I'm an Indiana Hoosier.
Did you play college sports?
No, but I was a broadcaster, which is like the same thing, right? same thing. But there's a little bit of a beef between our two schools because your basketball arena is Assembly Hall.
Yeah.
Indiana, a historic venue in Bloomington, Indiana, is the real Assembly Hall. So can you explain to me why in the world the Fighting Illini decided to copy our swag and name their basketball arena Assembly Hall?
I mean, I think it just feeds to the rivalry. I mean, it's not only basketball, but I mean, obviously football, baseball. It was always like Indiana and probably Michigan, second to that, were always like the guys we wanted to beat. But yeah, I mean, I enjoyed my time at Illinois.
How was it playing in the Big Ten, especially? I mean, it's not warm in Illinois until like May. I remember doing those games, broadcasting in the booth.
Yeah.
Window was always closed until like, you know, deep into spring rolled
definitely
around.
I mean, you hit it on the head. It's stinking freezing, dude. I remember a series up in Minnesota in April. We get there and they're literally out on the field with like little tractors and stuff scooping snow off so that we could play. It was like 34, 35 and windy. But yeah, I mean, other than that, I mean, I thought the competition was great. Conference rivalries were always fun. It was a good time.
Now, we were talking about mini golf a second ago, but you also are a big golfer yourself. And we're talking, I don't know, I guess, I wanted to say big golf, but I don't think that's the term. I think just golf is the term.
Avid golfer, yeah. I think I sort of have to be as a pitcher. A lot of guys in the clubhouse play. There's some guys on the minor league side we'd love to play with. If we have some time in the afternoon, you can catch me at one of the dozen courses around here. PGA is probably the best course around here. Love to get out there. Three tracks, get a nice little deal out there.
Who's your ideal foursome?
Grant Hartwig, Mike Vassell.
Mm. Yeah.
And Christian Scott.
Are they all good, or is it for the vibes? You go out there, you guys have a great time.
I think each guy brings a different piece to it.
You
Mike's
need that.
Mike's the best part about Mike, he's gonna hit a good shot. And he's going to talk about it for the remainder of that hole and the next hole and the next hole. So, I mean, he just brings some great energy out there. Just keeps it light.
Yeah.
I know I like to take it seriously a little bit. So if I got sort of a string of bad, like a bad three, four holes, I'm going to get pretty mad about it. Mike's always keeping it light. He's like, dude, it doesn't matter. Like, let's just have a good time.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yeah, that's kind of, we played a couple days ago, we played nine. We're both novice golfers, so we need someone with us like that. Just saying, hey, go out there, have fun. But that actually is a good opportunity for you to give us newbies a little advice on the links. What do you got for us?
What do you want? Putting?
No, just general, putting, I just driving. Like, yeah, I mean, if we get to the green, it's a blessing. Like, you know, driving, iron play,
putting,
all that
I can
stuff.
Deal with windmills. I can deal with clown noses. I can deal with
this guy saw Happy Gilmore, pipes. As you can tell.
No, it's actually just a common thing at a mini golf course. This guy's only been to Pop Stroke, so he doesn't know about all the gimmicks.
How about a downhill 20-foot bender?
Oh, 100%.
What does that
right
mean?
To left.
Have you not been to a mini golf course? Like an actual one?
Look, I played a lot of Tiger Woods. I don't know about you. I was really good at Tiger back in the day.
I would say best piece of advice, something that helped me, is anytime you're swinging, think hands before hips and swing at 75%. So, when I first started, I just wanted to grab the big dog and just absolutely crush it. But it was like crushed 50 yards right.
That's what I do. I'm a lefty. I'm always slicing.
Yeah,
that's slicing, all I do.
Hook and everything. But when I started to swing a little bit easier and just focus on contact, I started hitting the ball longer and I started hitting more fairways.
It's crazy that it seems so simple, but when you step up to the tee box, like you said, you just want to hit the crap out of the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought I was going to throw up when we got out there. I was I'd never played on a golf course before, and I felt really good. And then I'd only played on Sims because I'm from Manhattan. And when I went out with the driver on the first hole and everybody was looking at me, I thought I was going to throw up and pass out.
Did you? You felt like that?
I did. I was
you,
really.
You weren't showing that. You weren't giving that.
I was shaking. I was like, oh my God, everybody's going to hate me. Everybody's going to hate me and I'm going to cry.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you didn't, because that would have been awkward.
Would have been a mood killer for sure.
Oh man.
Well, we're developing golfers and you're a developing pitcher. What's your experience been like in the Mets player development system? You've shot through the system since your draft year and now you're on the precipice of becoming a big leaguer.
Honestly, I think I've just stayed true to myself and trusted my strengths. Haven't really tried to change a lot of stuff. Obviously tried to get the off speed up to par. Obviously, I'm still working on everything. I mean, there's never a day, maybe one out of a dozen outings, you're gonna be like, all right, fastball feels good, slider feels good, changeup feels good. But I mean, it's always a work in progress. And I like to say, as a pitcher, I'm always trying to seek perfection, except no matter what level you're at, you're never going to get there. You might get close, but there's always stuff to work on. But I mean, I think the success I've had, it's just been I've trusted my stuff, pitched to my strengths, and then I just go out there and compete, man. Like I want it. I want to just be the aggressor and I want to get people out.
You mentioned strengths. What would you say they are? You had 84 punchies and a little over 54 innings of work. So you were doing something right in 2023.
I like to rely on my heater a lot. I think a little bit more so in AAA was where I sort of had to, I was forced to work on my off speed. Because you go, I think you go 1-0, 2-0 on somebody and you come at them with a heater 2-0, you might get punished a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I was definitely forced to throw more changeups in disadvantage counts. But if you can land the off speed and get that in the zone, just makes that heater play a little bit better. I just pitched to my strengths, was forced to work on off speed a little bit, worked on it a lot this off season. But I just know if you can keep that off speed in a good spot, it makes that strength even a little bit better.
Now, AAA, that's a good time to talk about the ABS system. What was that like dealing with? And, like, do you think it actually prepared you a little for when that eventually comes to the big leagues?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely different. I mean, up until then, I always pitched with an umpire behind the plate and, the human element like it baseball has been for years. But I think the biggest thing with the ABS, like, no matter what the zone is, because, like, the last probably month of the season up there, they actually started adjusting the zone to the size of the hitter or the hitter's stance. Mm-hmm. So maybe one hitter, the top of the zone could be like belt high. Another hitter, the top of the zone could be even lower than that. Some hitters, the zone was bigger east and west than it was north, south. So I think a way around that is to just get strike one. Like strike first, be the aggressor, and put the hitter on defense.
Cobra Kai.
100%. Strike first, dude. You get strike one, and usually it's going to work out. But you start getting behind in counts, trying to be picky about stuff, getting fancy. That's where you sort of shoot yourself in the foot.
How would you argue with a robot?
I think you can't.
Well, you can challenge.
Yeah, you can challenge, but I leave that up to the catcher.
Okay, just that's interesting.
I mean, I don't want to be the guy. You got a close game. Game-ending situation type deal. I'm not going to be the guy to tap on the head and be like, I think that was a strike.
Did you challenge at all? Because for those who don't know, the only people that can challenge are pitcher, catcher, and batter. Dugout is not involved at all. So it's really just that triangle. And I've heard from conversations that there are some guys, especially hitters, who were eager to challenge when they should not be challenging at all. So I'm curious what your perspective was on the mound, if you challenged at all.
I'm going to say maybe I challenged once. I don't even remember if I was like, yeah, I definitely challenged one. I think I always left it up to the catcher because, I mean, he's got the better view.
Of course.
Sitting back behind the dish, he sees where it crosses, where it comes in. Sometimes, I mean, I might fall off to the side or whatever and may not get a good look at it, but it's out of my hands. They can challenge it if they want to, but I'm going to keep throwing, dude.
So after your great 2023, you're here at Major League Camp for the first time, but you did pitch in some big league spring training games last year. So what was that experience like, getting to face big league hitters and that kind of setting you on the path for the 2023 season?
Yeah, I mean, I think my experiences the past two spring trainings, I backed up a couple times my first spring training, backed up a lot last year. I threw 5 innings in camp.
No runs allowed.
Some walks, though, but that can always be worked on. I think the biggest thing was just talking to the guys that have done it, the veterans. The changeup I throw, I learned it from Rayleigh. I mean, it's definitely not the same changeup, but it's the same grip. I throw it differently, but I think it's just things like that where you're always looking for tidbits of information to sort of maybe add something to your routine, add something to your repertoire that can help. But just being able to pick those guys' brains, the way they go about their game, the way they approach hitters, stuff like that, it's just great stuff. And I think it was good to have some experience last year. And now this year, being in camp, still talking to those same guys, because, I mean, there's a lot to learn.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So you're a poli sci and a history major, right?
Yeah.
What's your favorite war?
Honestly, I love World War II. I don't know why, but like, Saving Private Ryan, Fury.
That's a good one. Inglourious Bastards.
Come on.
That one's like fake though. Like obviously, you know, the ending. They changed the ending for those who don't know.
Right.
I've never seen it.
You haven't? Spoiler. No. It's a great one.
I love a good like historical drama.
Oh,
something
yeah.
about World War II.
Are you watching the new Apple Plus show with Austin Butler?
Masters of the Air?
Yeah.
Master of the Sky?
Something
of the Air,
like that.
Something like that? Yeah. I think episodes come out every Friday. Yeah. I'm there. I'm on the couch, dude.
Funny. In high school, I had no interest in history. Now, I'll just find myself for hours at a time just like reading Wikipedia yeah. articles about the most random thing.
Yeah.
I'm reading the Oppenheimer book right now because like I enjoyed
the movie.
I did. Yeah. I mean, the movie was incredible.
Yeah, amazing movie. We were on the road somewhere last year and a group of us went to the theater and watched it. But awesome movie.
That's an intense group outing.
Very intense movie. I think it's a long movie too.
It's 3.5 hours.
That's yeah. too long. Yeah. Yeah. We need a pitch clock here. Come on.
But yeah, I mean, I'd say World War II. I do enjoy history, but like the really old stuff, ancient times, I'm good. I just want to.
Really? You don't think about the Roman Empire?
I mean, I do. I feel like I learned about that when I was younger. But as I got older a little bit, I was just drawn to like World War II and like modern wars and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I like going to Europe because Europe is pretty cool where you can see, they don't rebuild as much as we do here.
Yes.
So like you go to Europe, you go to Italy, like you see buildings that were up in Roman times. Yeah. Obviously the Colosseum's there. They have tons of building from that era.
How many times have you been to Europe?
Four or five times.
Flexing on them.
Yeah. Goodness, I'd love to get over
Delta.
There. I've actually heard.
Partner of the Mets.
That there is a, I don't know the name of it, but I know it's.
France.
It's somewhere in Italy.
Italy.
No, Italy or France. All right.
Okay.
I know that for a fact. But there's a town that has a lot of like destroyed buildings, and there's a lot of like non-detonated bombs and mines that are still like in the area that they haven't removed or done anything with.
What if we did a show where we went and found them?
Sounds dangerous. You got to sign a waiver, I think, before we go
there.
That'd be
crazy. Oh, Fort Pierce used to be a Navy base. We're 20 minutes down.
Oh, really?
I think we're going there tonight.
Yeah.
But we're not looking for any landmines or anything like that.
So I know some guys
grenades.
Who... Yeah. I know, along those lines, though, I know a couple guys who like to dive and get under the water and stuff.
Oh, cool.
I like to fish, too.
Nice.
But they found live torpedoes because there used to be a Navy base, so they have to, like, call in a team and call the sheriff's department. They bring, like, a team out and, like, actually detonate the torpedo.
Wow. Sounds like we got some exploring to do.
I know we're doing in Fort Pierce tonight.
So you like to fish, you like to golf. Have you been able to do those things having a 3-month-old child? Which, by the way, congratulations, new
Appreciate
dad.
It. Appreciate
Somewhat
it.
Somewhat of a new dad myself.
Yeah,
that would wake your baby up.
Yeah, how's fatherhood treating you?
It's wonderful. Definitely spending more time on dad duty than on the course getting 18 in or catching some bass or stuff like that. But it's for the right reason. I mean, I love being a dad. There's nothing better.
What's your diaper changing time? How quickly can you get it off, clean it, get it back on?
So I don't know if I can beat my wife, but
none of us can.
I'm pretty efficient at it. I will say the first time I changed a diaper, I got it down to a T now. You slip the new diaper on,
old
one. Then you open up the new one, pull the old one off, and then you close it. So the first time I did it, I just pulled the old diaper off, turned around to get a new diaper. As I'm turning around, boom.
Mm-hmm.
I got painted.
Mm-hmm.
Paint.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a nice paint.
It happens.
It wasn't. But you know what I learned from it? And now I'm pretty proficient.
You get better every day.
Better
for exactly.
It.
Exactly.
You know, you don't get it's mad about it. You don't even get mad. It's, you know, it's just like, it's funny. I laugh. You know, you get puked on, you get pooped on, whatever. Yeah. It's just like, hey, it's all part of it.
Definitely.
They're mine. You know, like I'm here for them and it's the best. So I'm glad to hear that. Glad to hear you're enjoying it. Congratulations.
I appreciate that.
So before we get out of here, we ask this to everybody who comes on the show. When you make your major league debut, what's going to be that song we're hearing when you walk out there?
Mm. Something by Tool.
Okay.
I don't know what song, but Something by Tool.
Why?
It's I want something intense.
Nice.
Not something like lighthearted. I want something intense.
No, you
want
to go out there like fired up.
100%.
Nate Lavender's coming to strike you out.
Dude, thanks so much for joining us. This was a really good time.
Thank you, guys.
Great to meet you.
Thank you, guys.
Best of luck in 2024,
awesome.
Nate.
Loved it.